We're celebrating the most romantic day of the year, and so I thought we should check in with All for One. You know, I remember them from my high school days, I swear, I can love you like that. Classic songs from my generation. Jamie Jones and Alfred Navarez are joining us on the line. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We're good.
We're doing great, man. We're excited to do the Valentine's Show.
Well, yeah, thanks. And I had to... I had to check, though. The last time that we had the group on the show was August 5th, 2015. You guys had a new album out, so I'm glad that we could check in again. As you said.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, as you say, it's Valentine's Day, and we're happy to have you here. So, relationships need a bit more love these days. That's why we're celebrating Valentine's Day on this show. There's too much hate in the world. We need more love. What do you think, Jamie?
I have to agree with you, man. We always could use a little more love, and you're completely correct. You know, in this day and age right now, there's so much hate and animosity and all this other stuff going around. So, you know, anytime we could be part of that love train to get everybody just, you know, forgetting about everything else and worrying about what's real. What we should be worrying about, which is a little more love.
That's right. All right. So let's talk love then, Alfred. I have to know what you were like in relationships. What kind of a boyfriend were you? Into the romance? Were you like writing love notes? What were you doing?
Yeah, I would definitely write love notes. So, you know, bring little gifts and, you know, go out to movies, have dinner, you know, that type of vibe, and just really just talk sweet to her. And treat her right.
It's interesting how relationships have changed, right? Because, you know, how many times do we handwrite a letter to somebody? But I remember that from my junior high school days, where you'd go to your locker, there'd be a note slipped in it. None of this texting stuff and social media that everybody's hooked on.
You know, I mean, times are always changing, and that means that everything else changes with it. And you're right, you know, I mean, when I was a youngster, if I liked somebody, you know, I would fold up a piece of paper in 8 different ways.
Right.
Write on the thing, and, you know, I love you, and you choose this square, it might say I do, and you choose this one, it might say I don't. Now, you know, the kids are on Instagram or on all the rest of these grams and Twitter and all that good stuff, and now they just, you know, as they like to say, they slide into the DM to do it there, you know, but back in the day, you know, you had to talk to your boys and take about 12 deep breaths, and, you know, you had to go handle your business in person. You know, now, you know, not so much.
Well, that was the thing, right? When you had to make a phone call, you know, you could be really nervous, you know, or is their mom going to answer? Is their brother going to answer? And now you have that direct access because they have a cell phone, and so you just shoot a text. And so, you know, it loses some of that innocence, I think, now. It's so just casual. I'm going to put you...
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Alfred. If you could give yourself one piece of relationship advice from all of your experiences in life, what would you say? What would you tell the teenage Alfred?
Teenage Alfred, listen to your girl. and that's pretty much it. I mean, because I already treated her right, but the only thing that I missed was giving her my ear. My I listened with my ear and actually, just listened with my ear and did what she asked me to do and be a better person in that aspect.
Jamie, do you have any advice for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I would say, I have a saying that I say to a lot of young artists when they walk in my studio, and I tell them, I say, listen, you got to remember, the word no is just a word. You know, it's not a gun, it's not a knife, like, it's not going to physically hurt you. Now, it might hurt your heart a little.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a word, so, you know, don't be shy. You know, you go do what you got to do. And if I could talk to the young me, I would say, A, what Alfred said, which, you know, you got to listen a little, as they say, listen more and talk less.
Right.
And then, you know, just remember, it's just a word. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you'll find somebody to say yes.
Okay. You know, we had some questions sent in here. This one is for both of you from Jessica. How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Ooh. Well, here's the thing. I was different than most boys. I came out the womb liking girls.
Okay.
And honestly, I used to chase the girls around in kindergarten, kissing them. And I got my teacher called them and told on me.
Uh-oh.
I got in trouble. I had to stop doing that. But I was kissing at a very early age.
Okay.
Yeah, for myself, around 14 when I got my first kiss. I was very square when I was a kid. So,
do you remember though? Like, were you nervous? Like, what was going through your head?
It was more of a surprise because she came in and got a kiss from me. Like, oh, and then I was just shocked and awe for the rest of the day. I felt like I was in space or something. And I was like, wow. Incredible.
Wow.
Now, I will say this. Now, my first real kiss, I was actually 12, and it was on the church bus. And the girl I was kissing, her mama was the church bus driver, and we had jackets over our heads. Thompson said, "I see y'all with the jackets on your head. Get the jackets off your head right now. I know what you're doing there." And then they took the jackets off, and I was all teeth. So yeah, she was right. She knew exactly what was going on.
I was gonna say, yeah. Nothing suspicious about jackets on your head, though, on the bus. Nothing suspicious about that at all.
Oh, yeah. Not at all in the church van.
Oh, boy. We have another question here. Oh, this is, I like this one. I don't know if there's an easy answer for this one. How do you know when you're in love? Oh.
Ooh. Wow. You know.
We're going deep today.
I'll let you go.
I would just say, you just kind of know. I don't know. It's a feeling you have inside, and if you click with your girl or your woman, that's it. It's no, like, you know, for me, it's no, like, real explanation that would tell you. You just know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a feeling, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, for me, I figured not only is it a feeling, but when you also got that feeling of I want to make that person so happy that I think of them before I think of myself, you know, that I want, you know, I want to make sure they're good first before I'm good, you know. And, okay. And when you get sad every time you leave them, you know, or when you're by yourself, every thought you have, they're in it. I think that's when you know it's love.
Nice. Okay. Another question here. What is your ideal Valentine's? Dinner and dancing or Netflix and chill?
Well, for me,
both of you.
If it were up to me,
mm-hmm.
It'd be Netflix and chill.
Okay. Okay.
For me, it'd be dinner, movie, and dancing. Why not? Yeah, it's fun.
And then Netflix and chill at home. There you go. Do it all.
That's right.
It's going to be an early night. You got to make it a late night. Let's talk music now. Like I said, when you were last on the radio with us, you guys had a new album coming out, and that was a few years ago. So what's on the go now? Are you working on any new music? I know you have some tour dates coming up.
Well, you know, in 2015, when we last spoke to you, we had released an album called 20 Plus.
Yeah.
And we called it 20 Plus because, you know, it had been more than 20 years for us, but it was not yet 25. To be honest, it was our 22nd year. And actually, no, 21st and a half or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we still really love that album, and we still want to share it with people. So what we're doing now is we're actually working on a 25th anniversary edition where we're going to take, you know, some of the songs from that album that we actually really love, as well as we are working on some new music, and we're going to put it all on the same album, and we'll be releasing it here soon.
Nice. We're almost out of time, but you know what? We're going to sneak in one more question here. What's your favorite song to perform with the group? That can be for both of you guys.
Oh, nice. Go ahead, Alfred.
For me, I like Fear No More. I mean, it's not our song, but when you sing it on stage, there's a harmony that I just
I just can't play that. I love. I really love that song and the way we sound singing that song. Fear No More.
Yeah, and that was a song from I believe it was from a second album from Enemy Speaks. I think was it Alfred or was it from the third album?
Or I believe it was the third album.
Yeah, maybe it was On and On, and right. It was a song that was done by the legendary group, gospel group called the Winans, and they taught it to us, and then we recorded a version of it. For me, it's funny when there's an old song. It's a song I wrote called Oh Girl. When we get a chance to do that song, it's actually one of my favorite songs to do. But I also love singing I Swear as well, and that's actually more because of the reactions we get. You know, that song, for us, it's so second nature for us to sing that song now that when we see, we can sing it and completely be thinking of something else. And I love to look out in the audience when I see people reacting to it, and I think to myself, you know, what does this song mean to you? And, of course, I want to do my best that much more for them, but it's always very interesting to me when I see people reacting to it, and I wonder why and you know, they're reacting the way they are.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to be listening to your music for Valentine's Day, of course, right? And and also, we'll be checking out your website for the tour dates. Quickly, what is the website address?
So the website address is www.all-4-one.com. So all4one.com.
All right. We'll be checking it out. And we'll have to talk to you guys again when you've got new music out, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Well, and thank you to all of your listeners. And we hope everybody has a blessed Valentine's Day.
Yes. Jamie and Alfred from All for One, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.